Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like the Dapper Don, giving a microphone, dress like a million bucks, buying things in its cuffs. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody out there listening to me. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
Everybody, you're listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show.
First of all, I want to say thank you to everybody who offers me encouragement with my moments of inspiration in the morning. I want to say this to you. A lot of times I'm saying the things that I need to hear. Now, I've heard from a lot of people that they really appreciate it and it benefits them and has helped them in so many ways. I thank you for saying that. But you all helped me too, and I thank you for that. You know, I don't have to be in the position I'm in. I'm in this position because of God's grace and mercy in my life. And, you know, I work hard. I do. I'll admit that. But I've learned over the years that, you know, you got to give God to something to bless. You know, a lot of us want blessings, but we ain't got nothing in action. We ain't moving, you know, to give God nothing to put his hand on, to touch on your behalf. And that's what I've tried to do. I've tried to work hard enough to give God some stuff that he can put his hands on my behalf. You know, I take meetings when I ain't really sure how they gonna go, but maybe God will go in there and touch somebody on my behalf. I don't know, but he can't touch nobody on your behalf at the meeting if you don't take the meeting. You know, if you don't go and try and make the sale, if you don't put the call in to make the sale, God can't touch nobody to make them buy. You feel me? I mean, you know, and I ain't trying to make it sound like people around me or I know ain't doing nothing. I'm just telling you that the way I've discovered it. Now, there could be another way. I have not discovered it yet. So doing my little moments of inspiration, I can only come from what I know. And so, but I do thank everybody for the encouragement from time to time that you all send to me in the email bag or I see you out on the street somewhere while I'm moving around. I just want to say thank you too, but a lot of times I'm trying to get myself through some things. So here's a good one today. Okay, you ready? All right, everybody and anybody can pray. See, that's the thing about prayer. Everybody and anybody can pray. See, and let me say this to you. What you got to lose by praying? What you ain't got to make no spectacle of it. It don't say you have to go to the center of the courthouse, get on your knees on the other side of the metal detector and cry out. That ain't how God work. You ain't got to show out for God. God will do all the showing out. You all you got to do is do. you leave the show and out part to God, he gonna clown for you. Please know, he gonna show you off to everybody who need to see it, and especially your enemies. So you leave the show and out part to him. You can pray. Prayer, I mean, everybody and anybody can pray. Prayer is for everybody and anybody. Everybody and anybody I know need prayer. Now, if you're not applying it, I'm going to tell you, man, you're missing out on something here, because you're missing out on something. First of all, you don't have to check with nobody to pray. You ain't got to clear it with nobody to pray. You don't need permission from anybody to pray. You ain't even got to tell nobody, if you don't want to, that you've been praying about something. Now, like a cat like me that has seen prayer work over and over and over, I ain't got no problem saying out loud that I'm praying about something, that I prayed for this and it came true, that I'm praying that God get me through something. I don't really have a problem saying that, because it didn't work for me so many times. And it has never, ever failed me yet. Prayer has never not worked for me. Now, you got to understand something. Sometimes the answer to your prayer is no. But see, I got that too, though. See, I understand that part of it, that sometimes the answer to the prayer is no. I got that. You know, come on, Steve. Sometimes the answer is no. And I've learned to accept that. But at least now that I know that the answer is no, I can move on to the next step, or move on to the way he got for me. See, sometimes I pray for stuff I want. And then sometimes the answer to what I want is no. Then I say, okay, well, God, what you got for me? What he got for me way better than the thing I was about to pray for, or the thing I was praying for and I got a no to. But you got to do it a little bit to understand that part. But let's just talk about the basic benefits of prayer. Because, see, prayer is beneficial, y'all. Listen to me now. You're listening to a cat. I'm telling you what I know. I ain't guessing about this one here. This is what I know. Prayer is for everybody, and anybody can pray. But here are the benefits for me in my life that prayer has helped me. And this is not in the order of significance or importance. These are just some of the elements that occur when I pray. First of all, purpose. I find purpose in prayer. You know, like if I'm trying to figure out the mission and the how come, the what for, the why did it, the how to, that's purpose. I get purpose when I pray. I ask God, what's the purpose? What am I doing it for? What does it matter? He gives me that in prayer. He gives me that. Sometimes I get direction. Direction is a beautiful thing I get. Okay, which way? Which way, Lord? I'm tossed up. I got a decision to make, and I ain't really sure what to do. What should I do? Show me which way to go. Direction. How many times have you needed some direction? Well, that's what prayer does. Let's talk about them again now. Purpose, direction. Here's another good thing it provides. Clarity. Lord have mercy. Man, how many times has he cleared it for me? Showed it to me. Removed some people out the way. Put some people over here. Exposed something to me that I really needed to know. See, prayer work on so many levels. Purpose, direction, clarity. Man, oh, I see now. Oh, sometimes it's exposing an enemy, showing you somebody who's betraying you. Sometimes it's showing you somebody that's just hanging on for all the wrong reasons. Just clarity, man. I thank him for clarity through prayer. Here's another one. Calmness. It just calms me down, man. It just makes me feel easier to know that I ain't out here dealing with it by myself. That I got a power that I done tapped in that's greater than all powers. The most electrifying, stimulating, sensational power available to mankind is your connection with your creator, with God. There's nothing greater for you, man. There's nothing, I don't care what nobody tell you. There's nothing greater you can do for yourself than get in touch with who made you. And find out what your purpose is. Get yourself some direction about who you are. Get yourself some clarity about what you ought to be doing. And then calm down, man, so everything don't upset you. you know, sometimes, man, people be wondering, man, I don't know how you deal with all that. Because I done prayed, man. And I done got me some calmness working in my life to where all these waters that's raging around me and these storms and everything, it ain't tossing my boat upside down. Oh, I'll be up in it sometime. But I'm not turning over and drowning in all this hell. I got a calmness, man, knowing that God is working on my behalf, that he's getting it done for me. And no matter how wrong it looked for me right now, I know God got me. Calmness. It's really cool to have calmness, man. Here's something else it gives to me, too. Understanding and wisdom. It just makes me go, oh, okay, I got that. I see. Oh, you know what, man? I was tripping on that. Oh, okay, I see. You know what? That's going down because of this and because that happened. Now look at what that, oh, I see how that's working. That's wisdom. That's understanding. You know, and I heard Bishop Jake say one time, the closer you get to God, the more friends y'all become, the more he reveals to you his secrets of why he's doing certain things in your life. You ain't gonna never get it all. You understand? But just some of the things. Here's another one. Peace of mind. Man, prayer gave me peace of mind. Man, when my mind ain't scrambled all day long. Just peace of mind. Everything come in my mind. Every time the devil throws something my way, man, he ain't got me focusing on that. Because I got God, man. I done prayed about it. And I got peace of mind. So the scrambling technique that Satan used, it ain't up in my head all day. Then it give me strength. Give me the power and the strength to get through what a... See, sometimes the situation ain't going to get removed. Sometimes you just need strength to just go on and handle it. Because you got to lift that weight so you can get strong at lifting more weight. You know, I'm in the gym with him. And then just one more thing before we get out of here. Just make me feel hopeful sometimes. Matter of fact, all the time. It just always got me filled with hope that I know something big about to pop off. That something else about to go down. He just give me hope, man. That's what prayer does. It do all them things. So if you ain't praying, I check into it today. Really, it's such a powerful and beneficial thing to all of us. Anybody and everybody could pray. Just talk to him. Just like you talking to anybody. Or watch how you feel.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
18 minutes after the hour. Welcome to the ride. It is the Nephew Tommy Show. Things have changed around here.
What? Come on.
He trying to be sexy.
Things have changed around here, ladies and gentlemen. It is a new day, a new era. It is the Nephew Tommy Show. I'm sorry. Let me rephrase that. It's the Thomas Miles Show. Yes.
I hate him.
It's been a long time coming, and it's here. Yes. Oh, dear. I want to thank all of my producers who have been working on this to get this thing changed for so many years, and we finally have got to that now. Oh, dear. I wanted to make sure I kept everybody on board, so I do have the entire crew. They're working for me now.
Thank you.
Everyone, I want to make the announcement. Everyone is getting $200,000 more. Everyone on the show. Everyone is getting $200,000 more. I think you deserve it.
Yes, vote for Tommy for president. I like how you're
sure,
starting this thing off.
Uncle Steve out for $200,000.
Mm-hmm. So good morning to Carla Farrell, $200,000 more. Good morning to Kia Junior Spates, $200,000 more. And yes, the lovely Shirley Strawberry, $200,000 more. All
thank
of my
you,
board
thank
ops
you.
And my producers, oh, Monica please. From Mississippi. It's everyone's so $200,000 more. We're going to have a beautiful run as you run with me here on the Thomas Miles Show. So good
we're
morning to
you.
All of you all.
We might run with morning. You, but we're going to beat you because you're, come on.
Girl, I'm looking at him like everybody looking at Trump. Twist my.
Yeah, come on.
We're going to beat you. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Yeah, you better ride with me.
What a beautiful day. What a beautiful day.
It is. It's a wonderful day. It's Tuesday morning.
Yeah.
Hey, it's tax day. It's tax day.
Don't remind me.
Oh, tell that to the president, okay? Yeah. We got it. Just tell that to the president.
Did y'all file?
Man, I'm fine.
Yeah.
I paid everybody.
Listening? Yeah.
Yeah.
Or did you get an extension? Which one did you do?
Yeah, I filed an extension. You didn't say, did you file? You just said, did you file? Yeah, I filed an extension.
You know, an extension, all that means is you just ain't got your stuff together. That's all that means.
That's all it means.
Well, you need a little bit more time.
You need more time because you don't have your stuff together. That's exactly what it means.
Exactly.
We mailed that check yesterday. Who, me and my husband, man, mailed each other.
I cried so hard yesterday.
Cried together, baby. OJs.
We like cried the OJs. Yes. Well, yes. We're just following the example set by our president. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. Speaking of our leader,
that's what everybody should do.
He's
not
off
do
today.
Taxes until he lets us know he's done his. I think that'd be great, don't you think?
Yeah. Yeah, except for we'd be in jail,
mm-hmm.
and he'd still be running the country.
And I paid my taxes yesterday. I'm crying so hard. I'm with Carla. I'm cry.
Telling you. Come over here.
Let me just be honest with y'all.
That means you're blessed.
Let me just be honest with y'all. I drank a half a gallon of Hennessy yesterday by myself.
Not a gallon. A half a gallon?
Half a gallon by myself. I started at 9 in the morning.
Junior, you can't drink.
Carl, I put the envelopes in that mailbox and tried to go back in there and get them.
Yeah.
I'm hurt.
Hey, Junior, is sickle cell a write-off?
Can you I wish it was. They didn't care nothing about sickle cell yesterday. Well,
not anymore.
I got sickle cell. It's still going to be the same, sir.
But you know what? I do appreciate the fact that we got a couple of more days.
Yeah.
To file. Yeah. I mean, normally it's on the 15th. We got 3 more
days.
But
you got an extension, though. So that just...
Yeah.
I mean,
you got another 8 months.
So how was Easter, guys? How was that?
Oh, greatness. Greatness. Oh,
Easter was great.
Mm-hmm. We had a great
Junior,
Easter
you went to
break.
Church?
Yeah, I went to church, man. Saw a little Easter program. It was good, man. It was good.
Mm-hmm.
Carla? Church?
Oh, you know I went. You already know what's up.
Did you
in
go,
there.
Tommy?
Yes. Resurrection service. I didn't go to 5:30. You know, when I was a little girl, my grandmother used to try to make
sunrise?
Us get up and go to sunrise service.
Ooh.
No. Ooh. 8 or 10, point, Grandma.
Now, what is the point of sunrise service to go early before everyone comes on Easter Sunday? Is that it?
Or that's the part of the purpose.
Yeah.
I don't know what the purpose the church has it for, but... That's the purpose I go. I want to get in and out.
Because he rose early in the
early,
morning.
Early, yeah.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
I know.
Too. Yeah.
Did you go to church?
It's early. It was too early. No, not to sunrise service. No, it was too early.
Did you go to church this past
Yes,
Sunday?
Of course. Hello.
Okay.
Did you?
Did you go? You up here?
Did you? Judge and jury.
I went. Yeah. You know I go.
Are you one of those CMEs? Christmas Mother's Day. It was packed. It was packed. We couldn't even park. Where y'all come
that's,
from?
Yeah, that's why you go in sunrise service,
I'm
too.
In there. I'm paying tithes.
Get out of the way.
I'm doing the whole
yes,
thing.
Right.
Yeah, as you should. That's good.
Being a good steward.
Mm-hmm. Good Christian, good
it.
Steward.
There were some characters in there, though.
Woo!
Like what? What'd you
see? I seen
see?
A dude with
see?
A pattern, a pink pattern. I ain't never seen.
Wait, pass say that down. Sentence again. Say that again.
Huh?
You saw what now? Say what
a
now?
A pink pattern on this man's suit was a pink pattern.
Mm.
It was plaid and polka dot at the same time.
Working. Let that marinate. Let that marinate. A
let
man
that,
in
okay,
a pink.
Just try to find it. Plaid.
Visualize
and polka
that.
Dot.
Wow. And it was pink.
Yeah.
One of my favorite colors. Wow. Okay.
And man, they mess around. And people went to the altar, and that plaid and that polka dot went to the altar. Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Well, we could pray you out that color.
Is that what you were doing in service? Is that what you...
Yeah.
I couldn't help it. I couldn't. Every time he passed by somebody, call it, they actually took a double take on that plaid and that polka dot.
What size man was he?
He was a big boy.
Oh,
so that's a lot of fabric. You know what I mean? He was at least 6'2", 6'3", probably weigh about 270. He was a big boy.
Oh, okay.
Plaid and polka dot. Working.
Really? Really, do Steve. Ooh-wee. Ooh-wee. Yeah, that's it.
Ooh. Steve is out today. The crew is in, though, as always. Steve will be back tomorrow. Mm-hmm. You know how he works. with all his TV shows. So
let's call him this morning. Instead of running that prank back caller, let's just call Steve.
Okay.
That's a prank within itself. Everybody up for it?
Well, if he answers the phone, he could just be.
Oh, y'all scared.
Now you sound like him. Hey, we'll be back.
Don't nobody want to call. Y'all scared of y'all leave.
Hey, Tommy, how many kids you got? You got three?
I got three.
Let me hold
one. Do you need all three?
You need one to claim.
You're trying to claim one of my babies?
Somebody over here.
Hey, we'll be back.
I ain't got no money.
With something funny at 34 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, the crew is here. Steve is out today. He'll be back tomorrow. Coming up, a special announcement, nephew, you said?
Yeah, special announcement. Got to get this out. Everybody need to know.
What?
I don't know.
It's a special announcement, and everybody needs to know in case. I'll let you know, but you need to hear this.
On a Tuesday?
On a Tuesday.
On tax day. Last night.
All right, listen.
This announcement.
Wow. We got some breaking news that we have to announce right now. Y'all ready?
Yes, we're ready.
Okay. All right. I hate to be the one to deliver this, but listen, here it is. As of 12:49 this morning, he left on a private jet. Stefano Ricci's suitcase. One sandal, not a pair, but just one sandal.
Okay.
A mustache. Mm-hmm. 18 W-9 forms. Mm-hmm. A pack of pens. Rumor has it that he has flown on a private jet to Tyler Perry's private island. Hear me and hear me well. Steve Harvey has escaped the country due to not filing his taxes. He is gone. He has left the country. Oh, my God. If you have seen him, if anyone has seen him, please tell Steve to come back to the States. We are looking for my uncle. He is gone. He is missing, and we need to find him now.
What did he leave with, dog?
Are you crying?
18 W-9 forms.
How you find out?
A pack of pens. A mustache. One sandal. A Stefano Ricci suitcase.
Wow.
And rumor has it that he has flown on his private jet to Tyler Perry's private island. This is where he is hiding out.
Well, he is in the bushes. Where he was.
He is like castaway.
Just on an island by himself doing tech work.
Yes.
What's the one sandal for? He got one sandal.
Because he was leaving in a hurry.
In a hurry, yeah.
So he is barefooted on one foot. I promise you, Carla, in 3 days, he will be naked and afraid.
Yes, afraid of the IRS, baby.
Oh, my gosh. Who said
he don't believe he paid his taxes.
I need everybody to go to the nearest ocean, put a note in a bottle, and throw it in the water so Steve can get your message.
That is safe to come back.
It's all right to come back. File an extension.
Oh my God.
If you have over 30 jobs, you're going to have to file your taxes. You have to, sir.
Oh, my God. Did.
Well, apparently, if you're the leader of the free
Steve,
world.
I love you.
It's okay.
I miss you, and I want you to come back home.
Man.
Oh, he'll be back tomorrow.
Because I'm worried about him, Carla. No, Shirley, I don't know if he's going to be back tomorrow. Did you hear me when I said he has escaped the country?
Yeah, Donald Trump didn't file, and he's right here. He's walking around. Yeah.
1600
But he's the president. Okay. Steve is not the president. He just Trump friend. It's a different
He's gonna kill you.
Oh, you stupid.
What?
Oh, you stupid.
Ain't they friends?
I don't know
about all that. I don't think they're friends.
They talking about playing golf together, ain't they? What did you tell you? Oh, y'all ain't hit it? Y'all ain't see the Oh, okay. Only one got a TV.
I don't think they're friends.
Okay. Are they associates?
They know each other. Man. Yeah, they know each other.
Me and you know each other. What is we saying?
Okay, coming up, run that prank back. Hey. The ignorance continues on this show. It never stops,
hey,
okay?
Hey, Shirley.
You thought it stopped? It doesn't. Yes, Kier. Yes, Junior.
Do you need your grandbaby?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Oh, God is so good. We are here this morning. Good morning to you. Our fearless leader, Steve Harvey, is off today. And coming up at the top of the hour, Miss Ann will be here with our national news. What is the latest? You guys hear about this horrific story. What's the latest on the manhunt for the suspect in the Facebook homicide video? His name is Steve Stevens. They're offering a $50,000 reward. That's what the mayor of Cleveland put out there. Horrible, horrible story. But right now, it's time for Run That Prank Back with the nephew.
Can I claim your child?
I feel you on that time.
Sound like Junior.
Can I claim?
I feel you.
Next day to
I'm making up Social Security numbers.
Let me claim your child. Just one of them. Come on.
Yeah, yeah. To all my people.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Devin. Devin's.
Yeah, this is him.
Hey, Devin, how you doing, man? My name is Curtis, man. Curtis. I was trying to reach out to you. Your son, he plays basketball with my nephew, man. Your son is the one that's on the Blazers Little League basketball team, right?
Yeah, he played for the Blazers. Everything all right?
Yeah,
okay with my boy.
Yeah. Everything good, man. You know, they got a game Saturday and everything. I seen you a couple of times, man, at the game. I don't know if you remember me, man. Light-skinned brother, about 6 foot.
Yeah, I probably met you. You know, I'd be so intense with the game. But, yeah, what's going on?
Well, actually, man, I wanted to holler at you about your son, man. Are you working right now? Are you currently working?
Am I working? But yeah, I am working actually. I mean,
you have a steady job is what I'm asking.
I mean, yeah. What you getting at though? Like, you know, I thought you were calling about the basketball team, like uniforms. I know we got a game Saturday. You know, sometimes they want donations for sneakers and all that. Like, you know.
No. What I was asking. So I mean, you got a regular 9-to-5 job you go to all the time.
Yeah, I got a 9-to-5. I mean, things is kind of crazy, but hours is kind of short. But you know, I still work. I mean, while was going on, you need a job or something?
No. I'm just checking, man. See, what I wanted to get at you about, man, is seeing are you gonna claim your son on your income tax this year?
Hold on, bro. Now. You said, am I going to claim my son on my taxes this year?
Right. I mean, like, you know, as a dependent.
Bro, you asking some real personal questions now. You know, like, you the guy that, you just said you know me from the basketball team that my son play on, Blazers, you know, and now you done jumped from the Blazers to do I claim my son on my taxes and do I have a steady income? I mean, like, you know, yeah, I got a steady income, and I'm claiming my son. What you trying to get at, bro?
Well, see, man, what I was thinking, you know, I just wanted to read. You seem like a cool dude when I saw you at the gym, man. What I was going to ask you, bro, is, you know, see, right now, man, when I get through with my taxes and stuff, I'm going to have to owe about $800. But now, see, if I claim a child as my dependent, man, they going to give me about $2,300. You see what I'm saying? And what I wanted to get at you about, man, is, you know, you let me claim as my son, you know, so I can go and get this good money.
Hold up, bro. But, I mean, with all due respect, bro, you talking about you want to claim my son on taxes. Hold on, bro. I don't even know you. You know, you talking about you seeing me at my son's basketball game. You might be the police for all I know, bro. You sound like the police.
No, it ain't. Ain't nobody gonna come at you sideways like that, man. I ain't trying to come like what I'm trying to say, man. Dog, they trying to hit me off with this $800. Well, see, I can get $2,300, man. I kick you down $250. You understand what I'm saying, man? Everybody cool.
$250? You crazy? Now you sound like a joke, bro. Because now you're insulting me. You're telling me you want to claim my style for some where you owe money. I don't even know you, fool. So I can make $250. Bro, I ain't trying to be on no bro, but when I claim my kids, I'm getting the same exact price you getting. I'm getting $2,300 too. So what the I look like taking $200 from I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, but I'm the one stuck over here paying the $800, man. I'm just acting like asking you to look out for a brother, man. You say?
Look out.
Yeah.
Look out. You know my check been cut from 40 hours a week to 13 hours a week, and I still got these little asking me for Jordan. Michael Jordan, they never put a dime.
That's why I'm trying to hook you up with $250, man. Damn, you don't even see a good thing when it's coming at you, bro.
Bro, I don't know what you talking about, bro. No, $250, bro. When I claim these two little I'm getting $2,300 a piece, bro. What you think I'm gonna take $250 from you for? I don't even know you like that.
So, man, you ain't got it. You ain't got a trip, man.
I understand if you was my bro, you my people. You know, maybe we could do a little something. I can understand that. But, bro, you ain't gonna give me no $250 when I'm getting the same thing they offering you $2,300. This government money, bro.
So what is I'm supposed to do? What am I supposed to do, Devin? Tell me that.
I mean, bro, what you supposed to do is go have you a seed, claim that little every year. And you'll get what I get for these little that I'm feeding and clothing every day. That's what you're going to have to do. My hours done got cut from 40 to 15 hours a week. I had to go pick me up a little side hustle. You understand? Barack is in office, bro. You got to change your ways. You out here trying to get me locked up for a government scam. Bro.
All I'm trying to do, man, is get this $800 off my back, dog. That's all I'm trying. Man, ain't nobody trying to get no trouble, man.
Bro, you still talking about getting you $800 and getting me locked up. Now, you got me I'm out here working hard to support my kids, man.
Man, I ain't finna sit here and go through this with you no more, man. I ain't finna sit here and go through this with you no more. Is you gonna help me with this money or not?
Bro, I ain't helping you with bro.
I need...
And when I see you on Saturday, bro, I'm gonna you up, bro. I promise you, bro.
I need your son's social security number right now. That's what I need.
Bro, let me tell you something, bro. What you look like, bro? You said you're a light-skinned and you're going about 6 foot. Bro, when I see you, when I step in that gymnasium, bro, I'm on your... Bro.
You ain't on my. You ain't on.
Gonna blaze them Lakers, bro.
You better bring that damn social security number.
Think it's a game? I'ma come find them.
Okay, cool. I got one more thing I need to say to you. Is you listening to me?
I don't even know why this is on my phone, bro. Why I'm even talking to this fool?
I got one more thing I need to say to you, man. Is you listening to me?
Say your last statement you want on your tombstone, bro.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked, baby.
Who is this?
This Nephew Tommy, man. What's up, Devin?
What's up, fool? You got me out here going crazy,
hey,
bro.
Hey, man, you got... Hey, do you got a boy that you work with named...
Yeah, crazy.
Put me up to this, man.
Man, I'm a big... Work tomorrow, man.
Keep doing what you're doing. We need good daddies in the world, brother.
Man, thank you, bro. Yeah.
Hey, one more thing, man. I gotta ask you. You gotta tell me, man. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
Man, Steve Harvey Morning Show, brother. Y'all crazy, man. I'm a beak.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. All right. Right before we get to Miss Ann. Right before we get to Miss Ann and our news for today, Mary J. Blige is in the news. She claims she was a victim of social media hacking. Early yesterday morning, it appeared that Mary J. got fed up and decided to blast her ex in a now-deleted tweet that read, "Blank Kendu Isaacs, I blanking hate him and his whole family. I unfollowed him on IG and all of my fans need to. Hashtag strength of a woman. Hashtag do dead day." But then Mary J. Took to Twitter to clear the message up. She wanted to clear up all this hateration. She insisted that she did not write the message. She tweeted, "Hey guys, I was hacked with that message about Kendu." Kendu, of course, being her soon-to-be ex-husband. She says, "I don't hate him and his family, nor do I wish death on him. I just want this to be over." Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oof.
I mean, can you imagine waking up to a message like that? And that doesn't seem to be in her character at all, you know?
No.
Not to.
Ain't this the guy that wants spousal support?
Yeah. Her husband.
Didn't he want like $100,000 a month or something like that? Wasn't it some kind of crazy thing?
Flowers and stuff.
Yeah. Want a chef too.
Because he don't want to work, right?
Well, he wanted to continue in the same lifestyle that he had when, you know, they were married.
What's his name again?
Hey, you
Kendu Isaacs.
Let me ask y'all this, though. Can Mary claim Kendu on his taxes?
There you go.
Head of the household.
Ass head of the household? Okay.
Miss Ann is here, nephew.
She just claimed me.
The one and only, the beautiful with national news. We got her. She is here. Miss Ann Tripp.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Tommy. Good morning, everybody.
Ms. Ann, I'm claiming you today.
You are? I'm claiming all of y'all. Good morning, everybody. This is Ann Tripp with the news. This is really seriously not funny. Some schools in Philadelphia were on lockdown yesterday for a while after some people called 911 to report sightings of that guy, Steve Stevens, wanted in Cleveland for murdering an elderly man he didn't even know and posting it on Facebook. The schools were on lockdown. A lot of children were frightened and so were parents, but it turned out that that apparently was not the person, or if he was, he got away. But nothing happened there. Cleveland Police Chief Calvin Williams says there's no indication that Stevens is actually in Philly, but he says members of law enforcement nationwide are looking for this guy.
We've searched every available location where he's either resided, where he's had family members, and they cooperated in those searches, and there have been items recovered. Some were weapons, some were other things that are pertinent to the investigation.
A $50,000 reward is being offered for information. The video shows Stevens shooting 74-year-old Robert Godwin Sr., a retiree who was just collecting aluminum cans Easter Sunday. Very, very nice man, by all accounts, a very big family. Godwin's family and friends held a vigil for him last night. Vice President Mike Pence, wait a minute, let me do this one. I want to tell you about this also. Meanwhile, cops are still looking for reasons for the murder of a judge in Chicago. Still no word on who murdered the judge or why. They're not sure if it was a personal thing because of his work on the bench or whether it was because of a personal matter or something. Judge Raymond Miles was shot to death outside his home, and the woman he'd been living with was shot in the leg and remains in serious condition. At this point, they don't know what was going on. If it was a mugging, they're checking out every security video in the area, and a reward is being offered for information. That is in Chicago. Now we have a report out on the painkillers that killed Prince and how he got them. Court papers show the doctor prescribed the addicting drug oxycodone for Prince under the name of one of Prince's friends to shield his privacy. Prince Rogers Nelson died last year at the age of 57. He'd been found unresponsive inside an elevator in his mansion. And an autopsy revealed that the music icon died of an accidental overdose of fentanyl. That's a synthetic drug that's said to be 50 times more potent than heroin. Dr. Michael Todd Schellenberg admitted to secretly prescribing the drug. Prince said to be in constant pain because of the high heels he always wore and how active he was with them while performing all the acrobatic stuff he would do. And he was always doing them in high heels. And he was apparently in constant pain in his ankles and his back. Wow. All right, Steve Harvey's got another job if he needs another job. I mean, this is the workingest man in the world. Showtime, the Apollo return to TV. He's going to be on Fox. Steve is hosting. But, of course, the fans out there know Steve hosted Showtime at the Apollo earlier in his career. So this is kind of like a coming home for him. Today, National Newspaper Columnist Day, National Animal Crackers Day, and National Deal with the Taxman Day. Yeah, you better see your tax man. Back to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tell that to the president, Miss Ann. We get it.
They're trying.
Thank you, Miss Ann. All right, today is tax day, as Miss Ann mentioned. Here's a question.
I got an extension. I'm on an extension.
So yeah, me too. Here's a question. Let's do this question. How much do people hate taxes, okay? Call us and tell us what you would do if you ever had to file your tax return. And part two, what are you doing with your tax return? Okay, so if you're getting some money back, if you're one of those, we call them those people. If you're one of those people who are actually getting some money back, call us and tell us what you're going to do with it, all right? 877-29-STEVE.
Part three, did you claim anybody you wasn't supposed to claim?
I'm trying.
You think they're going to tell us?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to tell
us. What you say, Junior?
I'm trying.
Call us.
I wrote the big
Caller, what's your Social Security number?
Boy.
I can claim you.
So what would you do, though? That's part of that question. What would you do if you never had to pay taxes again?
Oh, this said if you ever had to pay taxes. Yeah, I didn't think that made sense.
Yeah,
okay.
About that.
Yeah, if you never had to pay taxes, what would you do? Oh, man. I'd live my life. Oh, I'd live my life.
Ooh, okay. Oh, my God.
I'd have so much stuff.
See?
Too much junk, I'm sure.
Yeah, call us 877-29-STEVE. We want to know what you, our audience, would do. What would you do if you didn't have to pay taxes?
You didn't have
to give Caesar his due, like it says in the Bible.
Yeah, well, I need to get out of here today early, if y'all don't mind.
Why, Junior?
I need to go down to an orphanage.
What's happening at the orphanage?
I need some kids. I'm talking about bad. I'm getting at least 10 today.
Can you claim your booze?
You can claim.
Is this from the married man who's filing joint now? Married joint.
Wow.
You hear yourself?
Wow, Tommy.
Did you hear yourself? You want to turn your mic off?
Scare me. Really scare me.
Morning lemonade.
Yeah, was that a general question? You were just asking, huh?
General. I mean, I'm asking for my friends.
Yeah,
right. Right.
Can you claim booze is what I'm asking.
All right. I wonder who the butterfly is going to claim on his taxes. We'll find out. He's coming up next. Or is he? Or is it oatmeal? What's today? I get their days confused. All right. The blog is coming up next. We'll be back at 18 after the hour. Call us.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah, the butterfly waiting in the wings. I think it will be the butterfly today. Right after this, the butterfly blog.
Yeah. Childish Gambino. Come on, Donald Glover.
Oh.
We're going to get this situation squared up today. I'm going to let you know that right now. We're going to get this situation squared up today.
Hey, we're in the air. Who are you talking about?
I'm sorry. Good morning, Shirley, Carla. Junior, good morning to you. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Hey, butterfly, flutter. What's up?
Flap on, brother.
Go ahead, dog. Tell him what's up.
Now, you tell him what's up, Mr. Man. Since you running everything, you tell him what's up.
No, I'm going to let you do it because you know, you the one upset, got an attitude and everything. You tell him what's up.
Listen, he's not allowing me to claim my taxes. I want to be able to write things off so I can get money back from my taxes. He claiming me. He claiming oatmeal. He claiming everybody. And everybody wants to do their taxes individually. And I want what my money that's coming to me.
Oh, okay. But you all reside.
Y'all tell me how stupid do this sound. Y'all tell me.
Yeah. It don't sound stupid. I want it.
What do you want to write off? That's what I want.
First of all, I do my job. Okay, I do my job, and I bring income into this body. So if I'm bringing money in, I want to be able to write my taxes off. Bottom line. Now, this is one thing that Oatmeal and I agree upon. I already almost say this here, dog. First of all, Carly, Shirley, Joe, you want to say this here? Good morning, everybody. Look at you.
Yeah.
Excuse me, I hit the microphone. Hey, look here. So what I'm trying to say is right here, like my gold grill costs, okay, dead right there, $3,000 right there, the grill, all right? But I go, y'all already know I did the song Cupid, with Cupid, the 2x4, did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that brought in a whole lot of revenue to the body. But at the end of the day, though, you hear what I said, to the body. But look here, he don't want to, you know, let everybody write off what they done brought. So, you know, we get our, you know, what's due to us as far as taxes is concerned, we supposed to get a return on it. Am I right or wrong?
A refund,
whatever they call it. I don't know the correct terminology or whatever. But I'm just saying, you know, as far as the person that's living in the body that's doing my part, all I'm saying is I'm just trying to get my little old part. At the end of the day, we're supposed to get some money back. And he's not giving us our money. I just do. He's claiming us, and he's taking all the money. And we should be getting back what we deserve. Am I right or wrong?
It's just a weird kind of confusing situation.
I don't know.
But I'm not finna argue with you. I'm not finna argue with Oatmeal. I'm not finna argue with any one of y'all, bro. Y'all gonna have to get control of yourself and understand that I'm running everything that's going on.
That's the problem. What's going on? You running everything. That's the problem. That's why we ain't got as fur as we want to get. Because of you.
Fur. All right. As fur.
Yeah, as fur. I'm sorry, but I just threw that in there. That's why we are not as far as we should be by now. It's because of you. You're the leader, and that's not good. Ask anybody on this show, do they want you to lead them? Ask them. Hey, now, he got you right there. I already don't nobody want you to lead.
Well, let me ask you something, Eugene and Oatmeal. Do y'all have social security numbers?
No,
on the real, ain't got a social security. Well, really, on the real, we illegal. put it out there now.
We gotta
really
go.
Illegal.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, you got the crew, the Steve Harvey crew. This morning, Steve's off today. He will be back tomorrow. But today is tax day.
Tax issues. That's all.
Yes, he is. Today is tax day. We got to ask, you know, we put the question out there earlier for you to call us and tell us if you never had to file your taxes, what would you do? How about this? Call us 877-29-STEVE and ask Tommy, ask Junior questions about your taxes. Maybe they can give you some tips, okay?
We tax experts over here.
Oh, no.
So call us in
there. I ain't got
we no experts say that in right taxes.
That's fun.
I'll help you.
Anybody got any
I know how to write stuff off.
Hennessy? It's too early.
I need a drink, Shirley. I don't care how early it is. I ain't got no money.
All right. It's here today. And even though it doesn't mean a thing to our president, it is here. Tax Day 2017, the day you have to have your taxes in for last year, 2016. And we haven't seen any of the president's tax returns. He says that, you know, he doesn't have to turn them in. He won't because he's being audited. But then they're saying it's okay. You're being audited, but you can still release them. He's not releasing them. The numbers are growing. The protests are growing.
Calling for him
to release his tax returns. Mm-hmm. But still a no-go. But in spite of all that,
and
today is tax day.
Sir, who haven't we seen today on tax day?
Steve.
Come on.
Our fearless leader,
we have
leader,
not
Steve.
Seen Steve Harvey today, have we?
No, we haven't. Uh-huh. No.
Carla?
I'm with you when
yes,
you're right.
Yes, Tommy, yes.
Tax day, have we seen Mr. Harvey? Anybody? There's no sightings of him anywhere today. Am I right or wrong?
So right. You think he's not here today because it's tax day?
That's he's what he's trying to imply.
Yeah.
What is it?
Hell yeah. He ain't here because of tax day. What you think this
wow.
is?
Wow. We have asked you, our audience, to call us. Junior and the nephew are here to help you with your tax situation, with your questions. And we threw a question out there. What would you do if you never had to pay taxes? You feel like taking some calls, Neff? You want to talk
Come on,
to
let's
people?
Go. Junior, you ready?
Man, I ain't got no money.
Let's go.
Qualified?
No.
Yeah, we qualified. Girl, we know how to write stuff out. Come on.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Let's go to line two and talk to Annette out of Texas. Oh, boy.
Annette.
Hey, good morning show.
Morning, Annette.
Hey, baby
hey,
girl.
For me, I've been having to owe every year since because I think when you're single, they take out more, but then you end up owing at the end of the year. So for me, I mean, hey, I feel like if Trump ain't got to pay, why should I have to pay? I mean, he is a president. I mean, he is a billionaire. I think if I didn't have to pay taxes, I could be a billionaire too. I'm just saying.
This is true.
You know, I'm just saying, I think we all could be billionaires if we didn't have to pay taxes because if you add up what they take out a whole year, hey, that's
what
we can save for something else.
Ooh,
I understand that, baby. Let me ask you something. You got any nieces or nephews?
I am afraid of the IRS. I don't play with that. That's something I don't play with. It's just me. My kids grown. So, hey, But this How old is your kid? I normally wait till they're 25, 28, 29.
Oh. They're not dependent.
Do they still stay in your house, though?
Oh, Lord, no. They were 20.
Okay. Okay. Do they have any kids? You got grandbabies?
Yeah, they carry their own kids.
Yeah, we got to go.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do the grandbabies come by there sometime?
Did you just name them?
Yeah.
You write them all.
Write that, pay your taxes.
Write that off.
And claim your, do you have a dog you can claim?
We'll be back with Craig.
Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, coming up at the top of the hour, it is the Strawberry Letter subject, in love with a young gun. Ooh, wait till you hear this letter right here. But up next, it's the prank phone call with the nephew. Neff, what you got?
I got it for you. IRS check.
Today.
Hello. IRS check.
Yeah, happy tax day.
Hey, where you at, Uncle Steve? Why you hide? Why you hide? Where you at, Uncle Steve? Why you hide? Why you hide? Come on out, it's tax day.
Hello.
Hello, I'm trying to reach Regina, please.
This is Regina.
Hi, how you doing? My name is Mark. I'm actually calling you from the income tax office. Did you receive your income tax check yet?
No, I haven't received it. I'm waiting on it now.
Okay. Now, there was a check, ma'am, that was sent out for $1,500. That was probably about 2 weeks ago. You'd never received that check?
No, I haven't received it. I'm waiting on it.
Okay. Wow. Okay. What
address did you send it to?
We're looking at, 1501 Avenue.
No, that's not my address. I don't live there. That's my mom's address.
That's where it was actually sent to, ma'am. Was sent, I guess, to your mother's address.
Well, that's not the address that I put down. That's not my mistake.
Right. No, I understand that. I'm not sure what the complication. Now, the problem I'm looking at, ma'am, is that it's showing in our records here that this check has been cashed.
How has the check been cashed? I haven't received the check.
Hang on, just let me look a little further here. Let's see, are you familiar with a Broderick?
Yeah, that's my brother. But he's not on, that money is not going to him. Okay. That check should have my name on it, not no Broderick.
Okay, it was actually cashed by a Broderick 2 days after it was delivered to this 1501 Avenue.
No, okay, so we need to find out how you can send me that money back and get that money back and send me a check, because, like I said, I didn't put that address down. That is not, you know, you. That just the check should be coming to me.
Right, I understand.
Not
that,
over there. That's not my problem. So you guys need to rectify the problem and get me my money.
Okay, ma'am, evidently there's a problem. Your brother, I guess, has evidently cashed your check.
You know what? This crackhead, people, that's why I moved out of that place. And y'all should be sending me money to my house, not over there.
Okay, now, the reason, ma'am, that I was actually calling initially was to let you know we sent you a check for $1,580.
Okay.
And the problem is that it was a miscalculation on this whole thing, and we actually need you to send $450 back to us because we sent you too much.
Oh, you got me up. I'm sorry, but no. I worked my off all through the year. I went and made and did file my taxes, and I did everything correctly. Now, if y'all send me too much money, that's your problem. I ain't sending no money back to y'all.
Ma'am, we're going to have to get $450.
You're going to have to find it somewhere else because you're not going to get it from me.
Ma'am, I don't want to have to go back.
Let me tell you what you need to do, okay? You need to send me another check. That's what you need to do because I never received it.
We're not going to be able to send another check, ma'am, until we get, first of all, the $450 back.
You don't understand. You're not listening. You're not understanding. Where is your supervisor? I need to speak to a supervisor because obviously you're not doing your job right.
I'm actually the supervisor, ma'am. And okay, what I'm trying to explain to you is that...
Do I need to come and tell you how to do your job?
Excuse me?
His name was not on the check. You shouldn't have sent there in the first place.
Well, ma'am, you know, I don't understand who your brother is, but a Broderick cashed his check. I don't know what's going on with him.
He's a crackhead. I don't give a... He shouldn't be cashing my
You shouldn't even be sending it over there.
Ma'am, I do apologize for these problems. I do.
Apology is not accepted. What was going to make me happy is you sending me a check.
Well, when can we,
to the correct address.
When can we expect a check from you for $450, ma'am?
No, well, I'm sorry, but I haven't even received. How am I send you some money and I haven't received my money yet?
Okay, ma'am, if we don't receive the $450 within a week, we're going to have to put a freeze on your account.
How you going to put a freeze on my account and I haven't received my check and you're going to send it over to that crackhead? You know, you need to send me my check. That's what you need to do. Trying to freeze my money. I didn't even get no money. What are you talking about? You need to give me my money. That's what you need to do.
I understand that, ma'am.
Straight.
But if your crackhead brother just cashed your check and ran off with it, we can't do anything about that.
Well, you know what? No. That's what you. I don't care. The mistake that y'all made is that you sent it to the wrong house. And then you want to try and freeze my account? You got me f***ed up, okay? That's what you need to do. You need to send me my money. You're sending it to the wrong place. That's not my mistake. That's your mistake.
Listen, man, I don't have time to go back and forth. I got one more thing I need to say
to
you.
The only thing you need to be telling me is that you're sending my check.
Are you listening to me, ma'am?
Y'all made that mistake.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your cousin, Reggie.
Oh, my God, excuse me. Reggie, I'm going to kick his
You all right, baby?
Where my money at?
Your money probably on the way, baby. But I hope they got the right address. Cause if they
I hope so,
mistake,
too.
You're going to lose your mind.
Ooh-wee, I'm shaking right now. Oh, boiling.
Hey, Regina, I got one more thing to ask you, baby. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Yay, yay.
Stupid.
That's how you do it, baby.
We need
Stupid continues. Catch me Friday, June 30th, A Time to Laugh. MegaFest, Dallas, Texas. Oh, my God. Get your tickets. Tickets on sale right now. That is the Nephew hosting. That is Cedric the Entertainer headlining. And you don't want to miss it. It is A Time to Laugh. Amen?
Amen. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Woo! All right.
In there, Mary.
Chop, chop. Let's get to it. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. The strawberry letter.
Don't go far, Tommy. Subject, in love with a young gun. Dear Stephen Shirley, I am in love with a much younger man. I have been divorced for 11 years. I'm in my late 50s, and I've primarily been dating men my age. Here is my situation. I am dating a man that is 27 years old. Do you guys hear that? She's dating a man that's 27 years old.
She's 55.
I know I am surprised myself. I have a son who's in his late 30s, and I asked him what he thinks. He said, as long as I am happy, he's happy. My son has met my boyfriend, and so did the rest of my immediate family, and they all love him. My boyfriend is a hard worker. He helps me around my home, and we worship together. He loves me unconditionally. And he said he hopes to marry me one day. I don't have a lot of money, so he's not in it for that. I told my boyfriend if he was 20 years older, I would ask him to marry me. The connection is fierce. We get along well. Sex is off the chain, and he is a sweetheart. I keep wishing that he was older. One day, I will be in my 70s, and he will be in his 40s. So then what? Stephen Shirley, I value your opinion. What should I do? Should I stay in this relationship or get out while I'm ahead? Please help. Wow. I think you should enjoy your life. I think the worrying that you're doing is taking away from living in the moment. It sounds you know, like, despite the age difference, you guys are very happy together. I mean, your family likes him, and they can be very, very critical when they meet someone, especially who's, you know, so much younger. I mean, of course, it reminds me of the movie Stella Got Her Groove Back. That's how Stella got her groove back, with a younger man. Is this an unusual relationship? Yes, of course it's unusual. I mean, you know, because of the age difference, and it's a huge age difference. It is, but guess what? If you were a man and he was a woman, if this situation were reversed, no one would even bat an eye. An older man with a much younger woman, no one says anything. It's just because, you know, there's double standards in life. There are double standards. And when you're a woman, you get these labels like cougar and all of that. You know, even your son, who is older than your boyfriend, just wants you to be happy. But having said that, it doesn't sound like you're going to allow yourself to be happy with this one because of the age difference, because you're thinking way ahead, years ahead, when you're 70 and he's 40. Yeah, it's gonna be some problems because of the age difference. But I say right now, while you're happy, enjoy it. Take it a day at a time. Who knows where this will go, if anywhere. But right now, in this moment, this might be just what you need. Nephew?
This is beautiful.
God,
I want what you got. Oh. I want this. What? Let me tell you something. Your lover now can be your employee later. You see what I'm saying? You need this right now. Love this little boy, and he gonna work for you later. When you hit 70, you need somebody to change your diaper later. This is where you're setting it up, baby.
What?
This gonna be your employee later. Love him now, employee later.
Yeah.
When you get 70 something, you need somebody to hand you some pills. Who you think that is? That's the boy. We need the boy.
It's not a boy.
He a boy. It's the boy. She in love with the boy. Just keep raising your son and raising the boy. And the boy gonna be there for you later. Your lover now will be your employee later. Don't nobody see this?
I see it, dog.
You see it?
Dog, I see it.
I want this. I want this. I wish I had a 30-something taking care of Big Daddy Tommy when I get to 70. What?
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 Big Daddy Tommy.
Big Daddy.
What?
What? Y'all don't like Big Daddy Tommy. I see how I slid that in. Y'all don't like that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's like, yeah.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. 55 year old. Let me tell you something. You doing what every woman is privately doing. You just wrote us the letter. All of y'all doing it that's 55 and up. Y'all got a little something on the side. It's happening, but it's
what?
Okay.
What? I don't know what you're talking about. That was Carla, and I don't know what you're talking about.
Everybody is doing it.
Yeah. Everybody got a little something on the side, Carla.
Yeah.
Carla, let me tell you something. You ain't 55 yet, but when you get me to 5, you're going to have a little something on the side. Going to be about 27, 28 years old. You don't want to talk about it. You always...
She's married.
I'm married, crazy.
I know that. And once I get her past married, she will start understanding what I'm talking about.
And maybe remind you,
somebody
so are
to
you.
Take care of you.
So are you, man.
Okay? But this is good. The boy can play with her boy. You see what I'm saying?
Play dates.
They can cut the yard together. Y'all don't see this?
Oh, man. I think it's brilliant.
When she need one of the boys to run to the stove, they just decide who going to do it. She got two boys. She just happened to be loving one of them. That's all. Mm-hmm.
See, what makes this one different to me is that, you know, he's a hard worker. She doesn't have any money, so it's not like she's a sugar mama to him or anything like that. You know, her family loves him. It makes it a little different to
and
me.
What's the key
he must
in here,
be a
though? Let's go
young
back
man.
Over this other... Go back to the verse of right after he's a hard worker. What's that verse right there? Read that for me.
Not, this is not the Bible. It's not a verse.
Go back to that verse right after he's a hard worker. What does it say?
He helps me around my home, and we worship together.
And we what? We what?
We worship together.
We worship together. Is that not what she said?
Yes.
Then what is she? Hun, the boy, is that what? Vacation Bible school. She having that for the boy. You're not reading between the lines.
A grown man.
They having vacation Bible school. The hun and the boy. Right?
I got a T. I'm with you, man.
After vacation Bible school, they get something to eat, her and the boy. She get a little happy meal for him. Do you? Are you seeing this?
He's almost 30. He's a grown man.
Oh, man.
But to her at 55, he's a boy. Am I right or wrong?
Everybody doing it, Tommy.
He's a man.
Everybody doing it.
Everybody doing it.
At 55. When you get 70, Carla, you're going to need a ball. You understand?
No, I'm not.
85, yo, hit on me yesterday.
That's what I see. See that?
What happened, Junior?
She
got to tell us about it when we come back. We'll be back with part two of this letter and Junior's story, which might be even more interesting.
The ball.
We'll be back at 18 after.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we're in the middle of this strawberry letter.
Clean them taxes up, huh?
We're in the middle of this strawberry letter subject, In Love with a Young Gun. Part two coming up right after this. Yes.
When we come back, Junior is Young Gun and you the cougar. And we at the bar and there's a conversation. That's all I'm saying. Young. Hey, welcome to Bernie's Tavern, and I am the bartender here. I'm Bruce the bartender. Can I get you something today, sir?
Yeah, man. Let me have a little shot of Hen or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Little shot of Hen coming right up. You want that on the rocks or you want it straight up?
Oh, straight up, dog. I just need all my.
Little lime on the side or you want it clean?
Perfect. Lime on the side. Yeah. That's good.
There we go. Not a problem at all. Hey. What do we have here?
Hey, man.
How you doing, ma'am? How are you?
Well, hello, young man. How are you?
I'm good. Your name is? I haven't seen you here before.
Hi. Just call me Miss Effie.
Miss Effie. All right, yes. Miss Effie. What can I get you to drink, ma'am? Would you like something?
I like a gin and tonic, please.
Gin and tonic. Coming right up, ma'am. Gin and gin and tonic.
Hey, Bruce. At the club, for real.
Bruce, you think you can introduce me to her? Who is that, man?
Hang on.
Well, hello, young man. I'll just introduce myself to you. I'm Miss Effie. How are you?
All right, Miss Effie. What a nice little name you got there. What you doing in here with your older self?
Well, yes, I made 85 on my birthday. It was Saturday.
All right, now.
Thank you.
Skin a little tight on you and everything, huh?
Yes, I got a facelift. It's nice, huh? Thank you.
All right, yeah. Mm-hmm. I kind of like you.
Well, thank you. I don't have any money or anything.
That's okay. You ain't got to have nothing. Let me ask you this, though. You in the PlayStation?
Huh?
You in the PlayStation?
What? What is that, young man?
It's a game system we play football on. Play Madden. You don't play Madden?
Madden? Who is Madden?
Don't worry about all that. Let me ask you. You in the hip-hop?
No, I heard of that hoppity hip stuff, young man. But no, that's not my style. I like Nat King Cole and that young fella that passed away, Barry White.
Who is Nat King Cole?
That's what I'm into.
Who is Nat King Cole? King Cole?
You don't know who Nat King Cole is?
I know King Kong. I ain't never heard of Nat King Cole.
Oh, that's what I'm into. I'm 85. Yeah, he be jamming.
He be jamming. Okay, all right. Well, let me ask this. You play any sports? Play basketball, anything like that?
Well, no, young man. We used to play badminton and cricket growing up.
You like crickets?
No, the game, cricket, yeah.
It's a game?
Yeah, it's a game. What'd you say your name was, young man?
Young Gun. Young Gun.
Oh, Young Gun.
Yeah, blow your back out. Pow! Boom! Young Gun.
You blow my back out? Well, my back's all right. My walker, it helps me stand upright now.
You ain't gonna need that no more. We get busy. Yeah. You ain't gonna need all that. You throw that walker
get
in the
busy?
Car. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I'm retired. I'm not very busy anymore. I don't get busy too much. Maybe a little gardening and, you know, that's all.
I guard you. I play basketball. I guard everybody.
No. No, young man, I don't think this is going to work out. Check, please.
You going to just leave like that? Okay, well, walk on out of here with your little slow self. Wait a minute. Well, she ain't going to leave me. I'm Young Gun. Everybody want me.
Yeah, Young Gun, be nice to Miss Effie now.
Well, Miss Effie don't want me. She just told me it ain't going to work.
Well, I think your approach was wrong, Young Gun.
Bruce, dog, I'm in here all the time.
You a little young for me.
Young Gun.
Okay, well, that's fine then. Go on, Miss Effie.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, coming up next, Lala Anthony and her husband Carmelo have announced they are separated. That's really sad news. I hate to hear that. I really hate to hear that. Yeah. I bet they were one of those couples that would make it till the end. And Miss Ann will give us the latest on the nationwide manhunt for Steve Stevens, $50,000 reward, Facebook homicide video.
So let me hear
what's going on, Shirley, Lala, and Carmelo. You said
they. Yeah, this is so
sad. He traded him.
yeah, well, they've decided to separate after 7 years of marriage. 7 years.
Wow.
Lala moved out, reportedly, of their home last week and now has her own place in New York City. Sources claim that the couples had their ups and downs, and Carmelo's ongoing...
Was it
ongoing...
his jumper, Shirley? Is it his jumper? What was it she like?
Well, sort of. His ongoing NBA drama has been extremely stressful on their marriage. Reportedly, their split is amicable, and they don't want to uproot their only child, Cayenne, from his friends in school. So far, there's no talks of divorce, just separation. So maybe, you know, they can separate for a little while and work it out, you know, get some counseling, just rediscover their love for each other. I hate to see when couples
break up. It's his three-point shot that's got this whole relationship out. That's really what this is.
You
just
don't understand. You don't know.
You ain't been watching. It's the jumper that's got this in turmoil. It's know this.
It's the Knicks.
Well, that's what Shirley said. Stress up.
It's the whole wall.
Who is wanting to find another team?
Wow.
Oh, man. Yeah. I'm rooting for them, Lala.
Yeah, Lala, you know we love you. Mm-hmm. We've known Lala for a long, long time.
And, how long they've been
always
together?
Want her to be happy.
7 years with the actually married.
What did you say, Tommy?
How long they been together?
Well, they've been married for 7 years.
Seven. They've been together longer than that, though.
Yeah.
You think Iyanla can fix their life?
Well,
Miss Ann is standing by. Come on.
Okay. All right.
You gonna really do that?
We have national news with the beautiful Miss Ann Tripp. I bet Miss Ann can tell me exactly what happened. She in New York. She know what's happening with Lala and Carmelo.
You introduce her so she can come in?
The beautiful Miss Ann Tripp. I did, Shirley. I do it my way. Hey, Miss Ann.
Thank you very, very much, everybody. Yeah, it is sad. Sorry, I'm going to get to that in a few minutes. This is kind of stuff we don't really want to talk about, but we have to. And this is Ann Tripp with news. First of all, there's still no trace of the Facebook killer, Steve Stevens, who authorities say killed an elderly man on Cleveland Street Easter Sunday and then posted the video of it on his Facebook page. The manhunt continues nationwide. Cleveland Police Chief Calvin Williams says they're following every lead and looking to spot Stevens' white Ford Fusion.
We're asking people definitely in the neighboring states, if you see that vehicle or see him, to give us a call. We've expanded the search from the borders of the city of Cleveland, Northeast Ohio, to the Midwest.
Chief Williams says so far the only direct contact they've had with this guy was on his cell phone shortly after the shooting of 74-year-old Robert Godwin Sr. A $50,000 reward is being offered. Godwin's family says they forgive him. They just want him to turn himself in. By the way, Stevens' family says he's been working as a case manager at a behavioral health agency. That's what he was doing for a living. Okay, well, anyway, here we go.
Breaking up is old.
It's hard. It's not the kind of story we like to talk about, but yes, as Shirley said, TMZ saying that Carmelo and Lala are now living separately. Lala moved out of the family's home, living in her own place in New York City. Of course, this news comes on top of Knicks coach Phil Jackson saying Carmelo might be better off somewhere else. The couple's split is, you know, as Shirley said, it's okay, but they're not talking divorce. So let's cross our fingers for that. Hey, sign of the times, a deathly ill man in Oregon died peacefully earlier this month after his ex-wife, who's also his best friend, told him what he wanted to hear, that Donald Trump had been impeached. Of course, the ex-wife, Teresa Elliott, lied, but she says she did it to give him some peace. And that's the way it goes. So, you know, whatever. I'm going to tell you later on about why folks on Saturday Night Live made Easter weekend fun of the man that President Trump picked to be White House spokesman, Sean Spicer. We'll do that tomorrow and let folks hear that tape. This is Andrew for the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
I love him.
Sean Spicer's off the chart.
I love
him. I know.
Hey!
Boy, what a job he has to do. All right. thank you, Ms. Ann. As always, we'll be back. We have phone calls to get to. We have a lot of stuff going on this morning. Steve's out today, but the crew's here. Steve will be back tomorrow, and we'll be back at 48 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, coming up next, call us with your tax questions for Nephew and Junior, Nephew Tommy and Junior, 877-29-STEVE. What would you do if you didn't have to pay taxes?
Oh, my gosh.
I would have so much stuff.
Do anybody have
any?
I
fixed my life.
See, oh, Tommy. Okay. There you go. There you go.
877-29-STEVE. That's how she announced her first pregnancy. Mm-hmm. When she released that, when she sang that song nationally, right?
Did you see the picture on Instagram with her mom and Kelly Rowland?
Yeah, with the white dress and the braids. She's so fly. Go ahead, Queen B. Mm-hmm. All right, well, even Queen B has to pay her taxes. Yeah. Happy tax day. All right, we asked you to call in, and if you had any questions for the nephew or junior about your taxes, and then, you know, what would you do if you didn't have to pay yours? Let's go to line one and talk to Michael out of Maryland.
What's up, Michael?
Hey, morning. How you doing, everybody?
What's up,
man?
What's up,
good, Mike? Man. How you doing this beautiful tax day?
Good. Lovely, lovely. God bless me to wake up this morning. Everything else is a bonus.
There you go.
All right.
There
now.
You go. How you handling, man? How you handling these taxes today? You filed already?
No, I haven't filed. I figured the president don't do it. What the heck should I have to do it for?
Oh, no, that's right, Mike.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, you know, it's not fair. He can do what he wants, and we got to suffer on the other end, so. Hey.
Okay. But, so you just going to go to jail, huh?
Well, ain't like it ain't been there before.
Just
I know, that's
right. Like
that.
Mike. Too much information,
Mike.
That's your logic?
Yeah. Ain't like I ain't never been there before. I went, Mike. Go ahead, dog.
Hey. So I want to say good morning, Shirley, Carla, Junior, Tommy, everybody.
Hey,
what I mean, the thing is, if I did get a refund back, I would try to, like, take that and maybe go out here and take a homeless person and, you know, kind of make their day better, see what we could do about helping them. You know, probably.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. That's nice. You know, hope maybe back. Somebody can get a program. Maybe Junior can help me out. We can get a program, adopt a homeless person. You know, that, hey, you can claim them, Junior. You know that, right?
I didn't even know that because I sure needed one yesterday.
You know, you can claim a homeless person without getting your taxes back. You can do that on your own, Mike.
Yeah. Well, you know, hey, you got to help somebody out. Little
hey, you want to claim that person that burnt that bridge down in Atlanta? You want to claim him? He was homeless.
Oh, well, I got some right here in Maryland I can take care of, you know. I think each city should reach out to their people, you know, and help out the best they can. You know, maybe everybody take one and try to get them on their feet. You know, you do a little interview process with them, you know what I'm saying? Pick the right one. You don't want to get somebody to psycho, but.
Do an interview process with them.
You want to interview the homeless people.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying, Mike?
So how long you been at this bridge?
You get a few hundred, you
offer them a meal, you know, you sit there.
Shut up, Junior. What you going to ask them, though, in the interview, Mike?
Is this your fourth or fifth basket? Which one is this? You sound crazy. Because I don't know what. So where you supposed to hang out at in the daytime? How old is these socks?
He's trying to do a good thing, guys.
I understand.
I got this, but Shirley, he said he gonna interview some homeless person. What you gonna ask him? How long you been located at this here bridge right here?
I hate you.
What sign?
And who making them signs?
What sign are you on? What sign is this? Godly.
Oh, let's take a minute.
All right, let's go to LaShonda out of Mississippi, line five, Kat.
Ooh, I love
and welcome back, Kat, by the way. You've been on vacation. Welcome back.
LaShonda.
Yes.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. How you doing? The best show in town, Steve Harvey Show.
Thank you.
Thank you, baby. Thank you. LaShonda. Uncle Steve is in hiding today because of taxes, baby. How you doing with your taxes?
Well, you need to tell Steve you need to come back.
He'll be back
we'll
tomorrow.
Check on that. He's just going through withdrawals, baby. How you doing with your taxes? Did you file?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Oh, okay. If you didn't have to file, what would you do with all that money?
Buy Donald Trump a brain.
Do what?
What did you say, LaShonda?
Say that again.
Buy Donald Trump a brain.
A brain. Okay.
If I only had a brain.
You don't think he has a brain? He's a president. Come on.
Oh, my gosh.
You don't think he has a brain?
No, he doesn't. My 3-0 have more brain than he do.
Oh, oh man.
Wow.
That is awesome.
I ain't mad
at
you.
All right, LaShonda.
Okay. What part of Mississippi you calling from, baby?
Man, sir?
What part of Mississippi you calling from?
Columbia, Mississippi.
Columbia, Mississippi. Okay. Do you know Mississippi Monica?
Nope.
Nah.
Well, she
from Jackson.
There now.
She from Jackson. Now. Everybody know her, though. Monica Bones. Everybody know her. I thought everybody in Mississippi knew each other, but I'm sorry. I guess.
Okay.
You know her brother, Glennis.
We know. Have a good day.
You don't know
stupid. Stupid.
All right,
he is so stupid. All right. I think we have time for one more. Let's go to line six and talk to Karen out of Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Okay. Karen.
Hi. Good morning, guys. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Morning,
how you doing
Karen?
This morning?
Hurry. 30 seconds.
All right.
Talk
Tommy,
to me.
I got a dilemma, Tommy. I didn't file you. You know, I'm waiting to the last minute, but I need to know. Listen, do I need to get an extension or should I wait till next year? I don't have no more dependents and I might wind up owing. What you think? I don't know.
I know by this evening, you better be done file something. I know that.
Playing around.
Well,
she ain't quit all this playing for you be in jail somewhere.
No,
don't be filing
I'm
Trump.
Not.
You better file before this evening is up, okay?
I'm trying to get the statements that this tax guy's asking me to get, but I have cats. Can I file for my two cats?
Put them down there.
Put them down there. Put real names on them. You ain't got to put and use your last name. How many cats you got?
I got two. One Amber and Sky. Can I claim
them? Amber and Scott Johnson. Them the ones. Yes, claim them.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right, Tommy. Have a good day. I just wanted to ask you to see what you said. Get your opinion.
There you go, baby. Go and get that file in before the evening gone. Love you.
She going to be in jail listening to you.
Uh-huh. Let's go.
They're not going to write you, though, when you go to jail, though.
Let's go.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we're taking more of your tax questions, your phone calls today at 877-29-STEVE. But this just in, this is really sad. We talked earlier this morning about Carmelo Anthony and Lala have decided to separate after 7 years of marriage. It's been reported that Lala moved out of their home last week. She now has a place of her own in New York City. No one knew why. Apparently, this is coming out of TLZ. Apparently, Carmelo Anthony got... what did I say? TMZ, yeah. He got a stripper pregnant or a dancer pregnant. And, of course, Lala is upset about that. Now, we're...
He left because of that?
What?
Oh,
Carmelo got a...
Tommy, really? Yeah.
I don't see what the issue is. My cousin Craig going through the same thing. Creek Creek mad as hell.
We're going to let a dancer...
Wow.
This Guys,
is awful.
This
serious.
Is
awful.
Yeah.
Now, supposedly, they're just separated. No talk of divorce. But that's the reason we're getting that he
TMZ.
Got another woman. Yeah, another woman pregnant, according to TMZ.
Oh, that magic wow. City is something else.
Man, what is the stripper's name? Do we know her and how she feels about this?
Is her name Glitter Shirley?
Yeah.
Since you got all the information, do y'all?
No,
y'all
we don't know
info?
Her name. I making light of this.
You don't know if it was a
well,
glitter.
I'll tell you one
this
thing.
Is serious.
That boy's shooting 1,000 on these kids. He don't miss there.
From the perimeter.
This boy is nailing them. He on fire.
I hate
triple
you
double.
Can't hear nothing with the Knicks. But I hear this strip club, he is banking them. Go ahead, Mello.
Happy tax day, by the way. It is tax day. I'm trying to move on. An international study has revealed that women, get this, guys, women do not cheat on their taxes as much as men do.
Carmelo do.
I could see that.
Uh-huh. And the study also found that women were more honest about their income, probably because they're mad because we don't make as much as men
right.
for doing the same job.
It's lesser.
Yeah.
Man.
And it
you
says
you're gonna make more than me and Junior.
Y'all make way more money than me.
Y'all making way more money.
And I'm scared to see what y'all got to pay for tax.
Anyway, some more tax facts. 91% of returns filed by April 7th were submitted electronically. 70% of taxpayers will receive refunds, and that the agency will pay more than $300 billion in refunds this year. Billion with a B, as in boy. Mm-hmm. 75% of callers who call into the IRS, they actually speak to an IRS representative. They are expected to be able to reach one, compared to 37% in 2015. So now, if you call the IRS, you're likely, 75% of the people are likely to speak to an actual IRS representative.
I don't want to talk to them. Mm.
276 million visited the IRS website since the start of the filing season.
Wow. But Trump ain't visited, though, did he?
He not in the 270.
Did you see that yesterday? That Sean Spicer, White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer, I think one of the reporters asked him, will the president reveal his tax returns? Will he ever do it? Sean Spicer said, we'll get back to you on that. What?
Yeah.
What?
In other words, it's highly unlikely. Yeah.
Right.
That won't be.
That's so crazy. All right, you guys want to go back to the phones? More questions.
Let's do it.
Junior and the nephew Tommy. More of your tax questions. I can't believe that one lady before we went to break, I think her name was LaShonda, she said that she would use her tax return money to buy Donald Trump a bra.
You can't believe her. I can't believe Michael want to interview the homeless. What is going on?
All right, let's go to line 8 and talk to TC out of Virginia.
TC.
What's happening?
Good morning to you, man. How you doing?
How you doing, man? Tommy, man, how you doing, man?
I'm good, brother. I'm blessed, man. I done filed these taxes, man. How about you?
Man, I ain't filing my taxes until the president show his taxes.
Okay,
now,
man. I can't lock me up because I don't file, and they getting money, and they can't lock him up, but now he's showing the taxes. But he talking about he getting audited. I'm audited every year. I'm out of all through the year. You know what, Tommy? I'm going to file walking taxes. I walk every day. I'm going to file taxes on how many miles I walk to the car and back. I'm going to file how many times I walk from the car to work and when I walk around work and back.
These are Fitbit taxes, Shirley.
It's not against the law for the president not to file.
Hey, take it anyway. I don't get that. I'm not filing to the man show his taxes.
Okay, well, you know.
Well, let me ask you this,
it's
though.
It's not against the law for him not to do that, okay?
Well,
you know,
it's the law for me not to file and show my taxes.
All right, then.
But they won't put me in jail.
Oh, yeah, they
will.
TC.
Before they'll put the president
in
there.
TC,
you
will be in jail.
They will put you in jail, TC. I don't know who you think you is, but they will put you in jail.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm me. And they can put me in jail
because
I'm me.
I earned this. I
worked
for this.
Oh, this logic, ITC.
All right,
I'm not walking taxes, Tommy. And Tommy.
Yeah.
Man, look, man, I heard a prank call you did, but look, let me tell you something, man. You remember when you was in New Orleans?
Yeah.
Hey, look, I was there, man. You were funny as a mother. But look, Tommy, let me tell you something.
What? Yeah.
That's hold you, on. You almost went there for a minute.
That's why you going to jail.
Yeah.
Right,
careful
there.
Now. Keep it clean, boss.
You tore the house down. Even though, you know, I had to go back and forth between you and Boys Car Street. Because they're OJs over there. But look.
Okay.
Oh, he's in Lake Charles.
He was in Lake Charles.
He sounded like he probably was in.
The show was over, right? Mm-hmm. Man, look, man. I won't know, man. I got to file taxes on you.
You got to file taxes on me?
Yeah, man. When I came back, man, you were gone. My girl was gone, too. I didn't get what was going on. I didn't see her to you one time.
He stole your girl, TC.
Oh, man.
I didn't have nothing to do with your girl, TC, but I'm sure she enjoyed the show, man. You was trying to get both shows. You going back and forth across the street. I get it. The OJs was killing, I know. But you had to come get a little bit of that nephew, too, right?
Luck to Tommy. I said, what? She said, sucker, luck, luck, Tommy. So where you been? She said, sucker, luck, Tommy.
And see, this right here, this is why he going to jail if he don't file these taxes. I'm telling you right now.
Why, Junior?
I'm telling you right now. You don't file your taxes, they will arrest you, TC. I just want you to know that, man.
CC, get your filing in today, man. Today is the deadline. Get it in, get it in, get it in, all right?
Next day. All right, we'll be back at 18 after the hour. We will be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we're in the middle of phone calls. It's tax day. Happy tax day. If you have any questions you want to ask the nephew Tommy or Junior about your taxes, and what would you do if you didn't have to pay taxes at all? What would you do with that money? 877-29-STEVE. Your phone calls after this. Living every moment, no regrets. I'm blessed.
Thanks, y'all.
I love this song right here. All right, ready to go back to the phones. It is tax day. We have questions. People want to know what's going on. What should they do? They want to know all of that, okay? For the nephew and for Tommy. People are calling in. Let's go to line five. And or is it line five?
It's line five.
Is it Taylor out of Texas?
Did you just say that? That's Mark.
The nephew and Junior, I'm sorry. Mark on line five.
How y'all doing today?
Out of South Carolina.
What? What's up, Mark?
What's happening, Mark?
What's going on there, Junior, Tommy, Shirley, Carla?
Hey,
Mark.
What's up, man?
Fast, sweet, short. First thing I'm going to do is retire. You know, I don't put enough in so I can retire. Second thing I'm going to do is take my wifey, Roddy Timmons, anything she want to go in the world on every year, any vacation she want to be on, make sure my mama's straight. The third thing I'm going to do is I'm going to impeach Uncle Sam, and I'm gonna vote in Uncle Steve because I don't see like he's doing
that
wrong to Tommy. Slap Uncle Sam, get him up out of there.
Yeah, he's
taking everybody money.
Okay,
gotcha.
Mark.
I ain't mad at you, Mark. Well said, brother. Well said. Thank you so much.
He had a plan, at least.
I mean, he had three.
Give him credit for a plan.
Points.
Yeah, he had a plan.
He taking care of his mama. He taking care of his wife, and that is that's enough said.
Damn.
Give me some more.
All right, let's go to line seven and talk to Taylor out of Texas.
Have you filed?
I told you earlier. Yes, I filed an extension.
Why are you whispering this? Say it. When did you file?
Because we scared when you say.
What y'all scared of?
Because it's the day today. It's the day.
Steve's not even here. Steve's not even here.
Do you have some paperwork showing that you filed, Carla?
Yeah. Well, you have a copy of what you send off.
Okay.
Is you gonna turn
make sure
us in
y'all
or
got y'all paperwork.
Right.
You know, he asked me.
Oh, I filed yesterday, Tommy, and we mailed the check. I told you me and my husband held each other wrote that check, baby.
Hold me. Hold me, honey.
Junior,
hold me.
Junior, can you claim sickle cells? Is that something to write off?
I'm thinking about it next year. I really am. Dog, I paid so much money, man. I am hurting, man. I told you I went home, man, and just opened the whole half a gallon of Hennessy and just started sipping.
Did you pour it in a glass or did you just drink it straight from the bottle?
Today, after I get off, I'm moving up to moonshine. I'm getting
no.
the hell.
up for you?
Yeah, I'm moving up.
Let's go to line seven and talk to Taylor out of Texas.
Taylor.
Hey. Oh, my God.
Hey, girl.
Hey, Taylor.
Good morning to you.
Good morning to you all. I'm so glad I answered.
What's going on, Taylor?
What's going on this beautiful tax day?
It's good. This is my first time filing my taxes this year.
This is your first time?
Yes, huh?
Your first time filing?
Yes.
How old are you?
21. I just turned 21 April
12th. Aww, happy belated birthday, Taylor.
Thanks, guys.
She's an adult. She's grown.
Where you work at, dog? Where you work at? Where do you work?
I work at Corvo Security.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. And you working and you filing your taxes. You feel good?
Yeah, I feel good.
You going to get some money back?
I just filed it yesterday, so when I get it, I'm going to buy my mama something nice for Mother's Day.
I know that.
Aww, what a sweetheart you are, Taylor. What a sweetheart.
There you go, Taylor. You're doing it right, babe. What part of Texas are you in?
DeSoto, Texas.
20,007. Yeah.
Taylor, you're so sweet. We love you, girl.
Thank you. I love y'all, too.
Much love, baby. Take care of your mama.
All right, we'll be back at 34 after the hour. Thank you. We'll take more of your phone calls.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we are. Back-to-back jams on the way. That's how we do it. Woo!
Come on, Ursh. Don't leave your girl around me. Woo!
Come on, Erica. All right, we'll be back to close out the show coming up. Steve is off today. He will be back tomorrow. Is it tax day?
Girl.
Yeah, that's why he's not here.
Oh.
Because it's tax day. He in hiding. He has fled the country. He fled, y'all. I'm telling you.
Do anybody have some ripple?
Ripple?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Life together. All right, coming up, just one more thing. Just one more thing. We got it for you. Stick around. We'll be back.
From the nephew girl.
Well, if he wants to. He was being shy about it. He didn't say anything.
Y'all feel like drinking some alcohol?
I'm only shy naked, okay? And that ain't, and that don't last long either. So you can stop that. Something's going wrong because you got
Time for just one more thing with the nephew.
One more thing. Shirley, I want, mm-hmm. and I need everybody to turn your radio up loud and hear what I'm about to say, because this is so important
to
all of our listeners. We need you all to do this. At 6 p.m. tonight, we are having a prayer visual for Steve Harvey and his tax situation. We're having a... We're having that. And everyone, we need you to show up at 6 at all of your local post offices where everybody is dropping off and filing their taxes. We need everyone to come with a mustache on as we pray to try and get him through what he's going through. Didn't nobody ask him to get all these jobs he got? And now it is time to pay taxes on them. And Steve Harvey, I know you're listening. I know you hear us. I know you're in hiding, but it is time for you to come out and make yourself known and state your claim. Come on out and tell us what's going on with you and your taxes. Right now is the time, but you do need to file by 6 p.m. this evening. And we would love for everyone in the Steve Harvey Nation to come out. We're going to have a prayer visual for Mr. Harvey today.
He'll be all right.
Yes. He will be all right.
You know your uncle.
Don't get in here and get to acting ugly. I promise you, I'll put you on United Airlines. I'll do it to you. Try me.
Man.
Drag your ass straight down. I apologize.
Okay.
That was just my one more thing. I want you all to lift him up in prayer as he's going through his tax situation. He does need some help, and he does need some prayers would really be helpful to Mr. Harvey as of right now. Okay?
Happy tax day.
What you ain't going to do is make $20 million a year and then start complaining about it. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
Did I put a number out there like that?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, you did. Okay, I'm moving on.
Are you going to be here tomorrow when he comes?
I'll be right here. Oh. I filed my stuff. It didn't take long at all. I did mine on my phone.
How much you pay, Tom?
E-file, electronically.
Junior.
You put his out there.
Yeah, I'm just asking, what'd you pay?
I paid a little something, you know. I filed an extension, Junior. I got a little more time.
Okay, why nobody told me about the extension?
You can file an extension, but when you have to pay, there is a penalty.
If you owe, there is a penalty
mm-hmm. with that. You know,
gotta pay that too.
Mm-hmm. So you got to pay eventually.
Okay, yeah. I paid yesterday, but I'm just
you good?
Pay so much, Carl. I ain't got no more money. I'm telling you.
I know, baby. You preaching to the choir. I know.
I will be riding around today at all bus stops looking for single mothers with 6 kids. I'm telling you, I'm your man.
Whoa,
I'm your man now.
Claim it.
That's it.
Before we get out of here, I just want to let you know, one more time that our prayers are going out to this fabulous couple. We hope they make it. They're separated right now. No talk of divorce just yet. But in case you haven't heard, Carmelo, Anthony, and Lala have decided to separate after 7 years of marriage. Reportedly, Lala moved out of their place, and she has her own spot in New York City now. They're saying that Carmelo's ongoing NBA drama has been extremely stressful on the marriage, but we also heard from TMZ that Carmelo got a stripper or dancer pregnant. So we don't know what the real truth behind the rumors are. Reportedly, their split is amicable, and they don't want to uproot their only child from his friends and school. So far, again, there are no talks of divorce and separation. Sad news. I hate to hear that.
That ain't nobody but glitter, did that? That ain't nobody but glitter. I know when glitter done did something. That ain't nobody but glitter. That's the who dancer. This dancer is. It ain't nobody but glitter did this.
That's her name, though. Glitter.
It's got to be glitter.
Yeah.
Some bad news for United Airlines. This is a Morning Consult poll. They found that 79% of respondents say that they would choose a different airline over United if that airline offered a similar flight for the same price. It gets worse. 44% of the respondents said that they would pay more and even deal with multiple stops rather than fly United. Wow. After last week with the tape of them pulling and yanking a man, a doctor, Dr. Dow, out of his seat when they needed the seat for some flight crew members. Boy, United.
So what you think gonna happen to United?
Well, I can tell you right now, off the top, they safety video gonna be different.
What do you mean, Junior?
Right after they tell you about that seatbelt, you better look up, because I'm telling you, you act up on him. In case of acting up, we will drag your ass off the plane. And thank you for flying United.
I mean, do you think their prices might go down now?
Yeah, I think they are already showing signs of that just for this period anyway. They might go back up in the future, but right now I think you can get a good deal on United. Yeah.
They ain't going to go lower than they dropped that doctor, though.
You know what?
They not going lower than that.
Why would you just stop?
Happy tax day, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow.
They
going to
have a dragon
Steve.
Discount, maybe?
Yeah.
Steve, you better be here tomorrow.
Oh, in case of overbooking, don't act up. We will drag you on out.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit steveharvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.